Mornings can start feeling the same. Wake up, brush teeth, go to work. But with breakfast from Wendy's, it's like, wake up, brush teeth, baconate with a breakfast baconator, roll with the sausage breakfast burrito, buddy it up with a honey buddy, or get seasoned with seasoned potatoes, and then go to work. Sorry. When you're ready for a fresh wake-up call, gotta be Wendy's.
At participating U.S. Wendy's during breakfast hours.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms. At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms. At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Hey, it's Tony Bruschi, and this is our Week in Review. Over the weekend, taking a look back at some of the most compelling conversations and stories that we've covered for you of the last week. Brand new episodes back Monday morning, bright and early, 5 a.m. here on the podcast.
Murder in the morning from the Hidden Killers podcast.
It just seems like a bizarre headline, I know, but it is what it is. Soldiers of Christ, religious group members, including mother charged in connection with a Georgia murder. Of course, doesn't sound too Christ-like, or I guess kind of more soldier-like if you're murdering people. Although soldiers aren't there to murder. They're there to fight for a cause, not just ruthlessly go out and kill people, if you're following, basic human decency. A harrowing discovery in Georgia has exposed disturbing actions associated with the religious group Soldiers of Christ. Doesn't sound that inviting either. It's like, I don't know that I'd be driving down the road on Sunday morning and being like, I'm going to go to find a church. Ooh, Soldiers of Christ. That sounds like a good one. It kind of has a militant feel to it.
A little too much.
Mahi Lee, 54, and I apologize if I'm mispronouncing any of these names, along with multiple members of the group, including her children, now face charges linked to the death of a 33-year-old Sihee Cho. On September 12th, a grim find was made in Duluth. Cho's lifeless body lay in the trunk of a car parked outside a South Korean spa. According to the Gwinnett Police Department, the victim had endured weeks of beatings and severe malnourishment. The nature of her prolonged suffering sends chills down the spine of any compassionate observer. Mihi Lee is facing multiple charges, including felony murder, false imprisonment, tampering with evidence, and more. Her children, Junho Lee, 26, Junho Hum Lee, 22, and Jayong Lee, 15, have also been apprehended on similar charges. Three other members, Hoing Lee, 25, Eric Hun, 26, and Lee family relative Guam Lee, 26, were arrested last month in connection with the crime. So people just keep getting lots of people involved here for one person in a trunk. How many soldiers of Christ do you need to kill somebody in a trunk?
Sounds like a clown car organization.
It really, really does. However, the shocking twist was unveiled when Eric Hun's attorney disclosed that both his client and the deceased, Sihee Cho, were also victims of the very group they were part of. David Boyle, representing Hun, alleges that both were brutally tortured in the basement of the Lee residence, disguised as a religious initiation rite for their church. The details of their ordeal are nothing short of horrifying. Eric Hunn was allegedly subjected to heinous acts, including being belted across his face and genitals, stripped, shot multiple times with an airsoft gun, and had skin sanded off his chest.
Oh.
I don't remember the verse in the Bible that says you need to be shot with airsoft guns and have skin sanded off your chest to profess your devotion to Jesus.
Oh.
Seems like something they might have made up there over at Soldiers of Christ in the basement over underneath the spa. These were acts meant to indoctrinate him into their religious extremism. It's a phrase that never ends well. According to the statement, financial coercion was also applied, with tens of thousands of dollars reportedly sent to Korea and credit cards maxed out. Se-hee Cho was who had relocated from South Korea to Atlanta to become part of the Soldiers of Christ, was found weighing about 70 pounds. Gwinnett police in their press release expressed their belief that malnourishment played a role in their tragic demise. What's up with all these extreme religious people that like to starve people? Is it like, well, it's better? I mean, then, oh, there's abuse here as well. There's like physical beating, but there seems to be kind of a trend. Gwinnett Police Sergeant Michelle Fiera, in a conversation with People magazine, left the door open to more charges, saying if any additional probable cause presents itself, more charges could be forthcoming. After Cho's body was discovered, an investigation led the authorities to a house in Lawrenceville, Georgia. And it's the house basement where they the suspect and the gruesome crime unfolded. The case unraveled when Eric Hunn allegedly drove the car containing Cho's body to the Jeju sauna, left it parked, and later had a family member discover the body when retrieving a personal item. Wouldn't that be fun? Hey, I'm going to go grab my sunglasses out of the... Oh, my God!
Mm-hmm.
According to Fox 5, among the arrested, John Ho Lee is an Emory University student. While he remains in custody without bond, Eric Hunn has been granted one. The others, Ju Ho Hum Lee, Guam Lee, and Hung Yi Lee, still remain detained. So, my gosh, this does not sound like a very nice group of individuals that seem to be practicing under the name of God.
No, under the name of Christ. And I'm telling you, as you're doing this story, I'm desperately trying to find anything about this group. All I'm finding are just the news stories. I don't know that they actually have anything out there like, hey, come join us. I do see that somebody is calling them a cult.
Yeah.
And that's numerous times.
What it very much sounds like. Maybe it really wasn't that big.
So I don't know if they have like a website like, hey, come join our cult kind of a thing.
There's a Groupon page for it where you can join and get a Groupon discount for joining.
Well, it's always good to not pay full price if you're into that kind of thing. But this is really disturbing. And I don't understand how people just get so sucked into these things where they think that this is an entry into heaven or whatever they think it is, that some, you know, human can get you into, you know, the kingdom of Christ by doing horrific things to other people. It's, if you've actually read the Bible, that doesn't work out quite the way you think it does.
No, I mean, it's very Old Testament. And some of these things sound very, very Old Testament. Beyond old, they didn't have airsoft guns then. I don't know that there was, sandpaper, that sort of thing, to sand someone's chest with. But it's beyond just shocking. But I think it speaks to the scariness of the human condition, of what one can be convinced of as being the path they must go down for a place on the other side. I'm always kind of amazed by this, and it's not an insult to religion or anything like this, but where some of these focus so much on what's going to happen when you're dead. Like, how about focusing on what's going on when you're alive? How about focusing on being a good human being? I think that's kind of what Jesus was all about. So this whole, like, let's sandpaper someone's chest and whip their genitals, it just doesn't seem to add up. I don't know what Bible they're going after, and where on earth do you get that equation to equal this in your beliefs? And clearly they don't. It's a control thing. It's a cult thing. And one would have to almost believe that the leaders of these sort of things and what they're perpetrating on their followers are not exactly what they truly believe.
I just wonder, you know, at the base of all of these cults, is it about narcissism and power and ultimately money? I mean, what are these people actually getting out of having people follow their absolutely ridiculous tenets? To me, it must be about the power.
Well, power, money, those are usually big things when it comes to cults and having some sort of financial way of backing it. And usually sex ends up being another part of it. So there's no signs of that necessarily in this story as what we know. But I don't think it would be a very far stretch if we found out that the 70-pound woman that was found in the trunk was not also sexually abused in some way, shape, or form by these monsters that claim to be soldiers of Christ. I think it'll be good to see them rot away and eventually end up where they're going to end up, because I don't think it's going to all be too bright and shiny pearly gates for them.
Sick of the ads?
We opt to.
Start listening with no commercials now and get access to all of our episodes in advance of everyone else.
Become a True Crime Today Premium Plus subscriber on Apple Podcasts.
Search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts or go to our podcast page and sign up now.
True Crime Today Premium Plus.
Sign up now.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only.
Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Mornings can start feeling the same. Wake up. Brush teeth, go to work. But with breakfast from Wendy's, it's like, wake up, brush teeth, baconate with a breakfast baconator, roll with the sausage breakfast burrito, buddy it up with a honey buddy, or get seasoned with seasoned potatoes, and then go to work. Sorry. When you're ready for a fresh wake-up call, gotta be Wendy's.
At participating U.S. Wendy's during breakfast hours.
Lowe's knows that more projects mean more tools. For a limited time, new and existing MyLowe's Rewards credit card members can get 12-month special financing on purchases of $299 or more, in-store and online. Don't wait to get the things you need. Get special financing today. Lowe's. We help. You save. Now through August 27th, choose 12-month special financing on purchases of $299 or more. Offer subject to credit approval and cannot be combined. Minimum monthly payments required. See store at Lowe's.com for details.